I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNet Speed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is Dennis Halnan. He's one of the engineers at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you this morning, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And then 11 o'clock, Dr. Alessi will be in with a healthy round. So give you a second opinion on your health advice. And so stick around for that. And let's go to your calls. You were nice enough to join us. Let's go right to your calls. Mark and Cromwell first. What's happening, Mark?
Hey there. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm calling in just to ask a question about this. I have Comcast for my internet, and I decided rather than rent the box from them every month, I bought my own modem here.
Yeah.
But it's an Aeris surfboard combination modem and router together, and it worked great for years. But lately, I keep losing internet on it.
How old is it?
Probably about 3 years old, maybe.
It's kind of young to be dying on you, but
I would think so.
You probably paid $50 for it, maybe $60.
About 100, yeah, somewhere 85, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So my recommendation would be to get a separate modem, just a separate Comcast compatible modem, either from Netgear or whatever's out there that works, and then get your own router, Wi-Fi router that you put up in your living room.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you really should do. And those two devices together might cost you $300. You're going to get a lot more performance, a lot more reliability, a lot more everything of what you're paying for with your internet service rather than that little modem, $80.
Yeah, that's just
nothing
not going
to
cut it.
There's nothing
Plus,
to fix, really.
If you get two distinct devices, if one of them fails, you only need to replace that one.
Right.
And right now, you're in the position where you've got to replace effectively two things.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah. So you think it's probably this unit itself, not a problem from Comcast.
Well, you could always call them. When you say losing internet, I mean, they could always tone out the line they'll do a lot of tests remotely. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we've had to really scream at Comcast or anybody to get them out to the polls because
I call in and they say, okay, unplug and we'll call you back in 10 minutes to see if it's working. It's an all automated thing.
Yeah.
And every time I do that, it does kick back in again.
Well, if you really want to find out about that, best thing to do is to call them and just get to a live operator. Don't go through the automated process.
Okay.
And see if you can get somebody who will at least look at the logs on that modem.
Okay.
There, on a lot of the modems, there are diagnostic logs and other telltale things that they can derive from that.
Okay.
And they might be able to tell you what the story is with it. I can't guarantee that they will, and it depends on how cooperative an operator you get.
Right. Yeah.
But you might get more information than you've got now, which is basically leading us to tell you to replace everything.
Right.
So
it
might be worth a phone call.
Exactly.
It might be worth a phone call to see if they can suss it out for you.
But it's typical that these things will die over time. I guess that's my
It is not uncommon, and that, you know, an $80 or $70 device like that is not really built with a lot of robustness. So you're trying to ask it to do a lot for that low price point. So that's why if you get like a $50 Netgear Comcast compatible modem, I just use that Netgear because it's similar to what I use, and then a separate router. At least you can diagnose it more separately. You can. You'll have better equipment, but it easily could be the provider. Of course, that is definitely part of the problem.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll try that first, and if it doesn't, then I'll move ahead with the new units.
All right.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Anytime, Mark.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
So it's funny because I have a property where the internet connection was dead for a few months, and you call the call them and say, hey, you know what, my service is not working, and they send a guy to come to your home. I'm like, no, the reason it's not working is because the cable is literally hanging on it's on the ground. It's outside. And the operator that takes this call doesn't seem to understand. Well, you know, is anybody sick in your home? Is there a dog in the home? He's not going to have to come inside. The problem is on the outside. So, of course, they dispatch the guy. He drives up. My wife's standing out there, and he's like, I'm going to have to get a bucket truck. We're like, we told him. The cable's lying down over there. So it's almost like they don't even understand, the operators don't even understand how cable service works. Because if you're going to dispatch a guy after I've told them that the line is literally on the ground outside, these poor folks just are not trained very well. So good luck. I wish Mark the best. Let's go to Jeff in Marlboro next. He's been on the phone the longest. What's happening, Jeff?
Hi. Just real quick, person that called in about getting antivirus, and she was concerned about putting her credit card in.
Having it automatically bill them all the time,
So what I found, and I did this like back in June, Walmart, they have those cards. One was for Webroot for 2 years for $30.
Yeah.
Where you just pay the cashier cash if you want, and then you just scratch off the numbers, and then you go home and you log in and download the software. That way you don't have to worry about giving them your credit card and having automatic renewal.
Look at that. That's a neat idea.
Great solution.
Walmart, I mean, they have more than just Webroot there. It's like, you know, one of those cards that have the numbers that you scratch off at the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And then I don't have to worry about them having my credit card or any
Jeff.
Of these issues she's concerned with.
You beat them at their own game. That's a great idea.
Yeah, fantastic.
I wish I thought of that.
So that's all I wanted to let you know is go to Walmart and get the card and pay cash if you want. And then you just scratch off the numbers, log in, and you have to download the software. But you're not giving anyone your credit card and there's no automatic renewal. And I have it for – you have three PCs for 2 years. And
you just have enough on the card that they can withdraw up to that period of time, correct?
Well, no. It's just the card itself. You go to a cashier and I paid $30. And then you scratch off the numbers, and then you log into Webroot, and you put in the code.
Yeah.
And then it says, okay, here we're downloading the software, the whatever it is.
Yep.
And then you run it, and then it installs on your PC. That's it. They have no clue. They have no my credit card or anything.
They don't even know anything about you. All that's happened is you've bought an activation code for a certain period of time, and that's it. Boom.
Yeah. So, and then after 2 years, I'll just go back to Walmart, and I assume Target might have the same thing. I just happened to see it in Walmart because you had recommended Webroot. This is months ago.
Yeah.
And I just happened to see it, and I said, oh, I'll get that.
So this is a Webroot-specific card?
Yes, it's Webroot antivirus for computers, antivirus and identity protection.
Interesting.
And there's different varieties of them. I just got the one that...
You pay for the whole three-year period.
Well,
2 years.
2 years.
2 years for three computers, and I downloaded it for my three different laptops I have.
That works, Jeff. That's a good idea.
So, excellent.
Just letting you know that way she can avoid giving somebody her credit card and having an automatic renewal, that whole issue.
I love it.
That's what I want to let you know.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, the interesting, I thought he was going where you would get a prepaid, like a Visa card or a MasterCard that you would load X number of dollars on and then give him that to pull from.
This sounds
even better.
This sounds like when you go to Staples and you buy Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
And it just has that product key.
Right.
Boom, done.
Yep.
Yep.
Let me try to get a quick call in here. Lauren's, I think Lauren's back from Bloomfield. Hey, Lauren.
Hi, yes, and I'll be quick because the gentleman who called you about, I believe his provider was Comcast.
Yeah.
And he was having a problem with his internet continually dropping. I called back because I, too, had that problem for literally 22 days with my provider. First, they wanted to blame it on the rain, but when they looked...
blame it on the rain?
Times,
isn't
exactly,
that a song?
Right? So, but when they saw how many times it was dropping, I had a technician out here at least 5 times, no lie, and once they came out twice in one day. Another time they had to send 2 people. They changed my box. But to wrap this up quickly, what they ended up doing that seemed to have resolved my problem, they took my phone and internet line and split them so they weren't riding on the same cable. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, maybe it was an ohmage issue. You weren't getting enough ohms over that line to get a good signal. That makes some sense, I guess. It looks like it worked.
It solved the problem, but I know it had to be annoying to them because it was becoming a problem for me. Even my managers were getting upset, like, look, we can't have you keep coming in and out. You know, you're online, you're working, and then it drops. It would literally just drop. No warning, no nothing. I'm typing away, and then I look up, and I got the little ugly face.
Yeah.
You know, so, but they finally, because there was no problem from the box to the street or something like that, but the cable, they just split my phone line and put it on its own cable.
All right.
And the internet on its own. So just wanted to share that with the gentleman that called. I know he said his problem was resolved, but sometimes you have to be persistent.
You do, Lauren.
Yes.
And I got my credit. Full month.
Nice. Oh, good for you.
Great. All right. You guys have a great day.
You
and
too,
I'm
Lauren.
Listening.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It's funny. My problem, which was months and months, they're like, well, we really can't be sure how long you've been down. I'm like, you don't have a system that tells you when my modem's not connected? Well, we really don't know. So they gave me 1 month's credit. But it was disconnected for months and months and months. Long story. Nobody was in the property. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. One line open for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We, believe it or not, got 5 lines all filled up with calls. We went, I don't know.
Whoa.
So we're flush with calls. We'll get right to them. You are nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We will want to get to you right away. Let's go to Tom on the cell first. He's on the longest. Hey, Tom.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You're constantly reading about the health hazards of having Wi-Fi, the EMFs, and everything on that. What is your position on those?
I don't buy it.
I don't either.
But we're biased because we're geeks and it's technology. You know, but I don't buy it. I mean, we've had calls about cell phones, too, and the quote-unquote brain cancer and cell phones, and that's been kind of debunked for a long time, too. But you got a lot of waves banging around in our homes. So could there be some contributing factor in the line? I'm not a doctor or a scientist at all, but I am not worried about that per se. That's just
me. The studies that have been out there now, they're showing more and more effect of the EMF on people. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, there is a lawsuit right now in Australia regarding cell phones and the causes of that. And I was reading a study. It says it's like when people were talking about cigarette smoke, you know, smoking cigarettes years ago, it didn't affect people's health. And then we later found out that it did.
About that. That's funny, Tom. I mean, that one seems kind of obvious to me, and you're breathing in smoke into your lungs, and you know, most people would cough and gag on it. I mean, that shouldn't have been any kind of surprise to anybody.
Some pictures when you went into a doctor's office. If you have a sore throat, smoke a Camel.
Yeah,
I would see that.
Yeah, I know.
You see some of that advertisement out there, and we later found out that it's not very good.
No, you're right.
I just was wondering if you guys worry about that or what you do.
No.
Or if you do have, as I've been talking to people who have a modem and a router, they just disconnect the router and don't use the Wi-Fi unless somebody in the home wants to use it, then they reconnect it again.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, again, you can do whatever you like. I mean, if that gets you through the day, I'm not worried about it. That's just me personally. There's a lot more. See, the problem with Americans these days is risk analysis. We've been talking about this all through COVID. Risk analysis seems to be gone out the window. I mean, we were talking about the fact that they're reporting West Nile virus. You know, I'm sure it's awful if you get it, but I get a better chance of getting struck by lightning and eaten by a shark than getting West Nile virus. But it's a news story. So why? Yeah. Why is that a news story? Is that just to get us freaked out? I don't know why they do it. So
they want to continue to stir fear and just beat it to death. It's like the guy from John Hopkins, or immunologist, who happened to be on a couple of weeks ago, saying if you're fully vaccinated, your chances of getting COVID are 0.9%. 001.
Yeah.
And he also brought up the fact that if you have the flu shot, some of the flu shots are only effective at 40%.
Right.
And he goes, do you wear a mask everywhere you go because of the flu shot? Or the mumps vaccine is only like in the 80s.
Right.
And if an adult male gets the mumps, it's even worse for them.
Yeah.
You don't see us wearing masks on that. He said it's getting out of hand.
We need better risk analysis of the idea that we're not going to all be running around like the boy in the bubble with John Travolta, not worrying about risk. Everything's going to kill us. Look, life is a fairly deadly thing by default. So how much risk you're going to try to mitigate it's all your call. I'm not telling you what to do, but things like Wi-Fi don't bother me. There's many other things that are going to kill you. And it's generally, you know, maybe that pizza you're eating every Friday night, that's going to be the thing that's going to reach up and kill you. You know what I mean? It's basically that kind of stuff. So, I mean, that's the third leading cause of death, or second leading is heart disease, I think. So Wi-Fi signals, I got worse things to worry about.
All right.
All right, Tom, you got it, sir. Risk. They got to teach risk management in school. They really need to. Let's go on to, that was a good call, though. Internet privacy question here from Jeff in West Hartford. What's happening, Jeff?
Hey, good morning. Great show, guys.
Thanks.
I hope you don't mind a question from a dinosaur like me, but I had a question about internet privacy, and I'm thinking, is there such a thing?
No.
Okay. Call me naive. I can't figure this out. I'll give you an example. I saw an ad on TV for the guy who makes the pillows.
Yeah.
Having to do with a mattress topper. So I said to myself, self, I think I need a mattress topper.
Sure.
So I went direct to his website.
Yep.
And I decided, well, it's a little too expensive. I should do some shopping. Then I remembered I had a gift card for another company.
Yeah.
I went direct to their website. I found a mattress topper, and I purchased it using the gift card, and everything was fine. Ever since, I get constant ads for mattress toppers.
I know. That is the drawback of internet marketing. They don't know if you bought it or not.
Right. That all has to do with ad beaconing.
It's called something. I didn't even know it was called something.
What happens is... either the mattress guy or this other company you bought from, or maybe both, could be both, have their own advertising engines on their sites. And when you go to their site, it'll create
a cookie
that's on your computer that identifies you to them. And it may have a little information about what you were looking for, which is mattress toppers. Then you go to a different website that also uses the same advertising service that both or one of them was hooked into. That service now knows that you're interested in mattress toppers, and it will pop ads at you. Now, what Eric said is true. The service doesn't know if you've purchased one and no longer need the ads.
It's stupid.
But it's just going to keep popping
them
at you.
It's stupid and smart at the same time, because people will inquire, and then what they're hoping to do is, just like any marketing, even with radio marketing, it's basically to keep the idea of top of mind. And that's what frequency is all about, right? So you can keep your ad top of mind to people. They'll actually act on it. So if you were interested at 3 in the morning, you're surfing, whatever you're doing, and I can't get a good night's rest, I'm going to go look for a mattress topper. They're hoping that you'll be reminded at 5 in the afternoon and 7 at night and whatever you're surfing. Oh, you know what? I really couldn't sleep. I'm going to get that mattress. That's all they're hoping for.
Unbelievable.
If you want, DuckDuckGo is an alternative way to surf, a little more private. They have a way to blast all that stuff out after every surfing experience you go through. It's not going to eliminate
it. DuckDuckGo?
DuckDuckGo. Like, you think of DuckDuckGoose when you were a kid? This is DuckDuckGo. It's a different type of browser. You can also add it to your main Windows system as well if you want to use it on your PC, but it's really great. Works really well on your devices as well. So check out DuckDuckGo and try to surf with it, and you'll find that you'll have less of this occurring to you. I would hope that's their thing. That's their shtick.
Super. Okay.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, I thought because I wasn't using a search engine that they wouldn't know what I was doing online.
No, they're all in cahoots.
The search engine is really no longer required for this. Because all of the e-commerce companies are hooked into these ad services that I mentioned.
Not to mention your internet provider. If you're not using a thing like OpenDNS or something that kind of privatizes a little bit your surfing, your internet provider also knows Jeff's interested in mattress toppers and will sell that back to everybody as well.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Jeff.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you for calling.
You take care. All right. Have a great weekend.
Yep, bye-bye. The issue, I used to bring it up when the internet was fresh and new, you know, the library would tell you, well, we don't let anybody know what you're taking out of the library. You know, if the feds can't come in there and look at your library card and see if you took out Catcher in the Rye, and, you know, don't worry about that. And now just you're surfing Catcher in the Rye and the feds are looking at you. We're going to take a quick break here, get back to more of your calls, get to the news. Joe, Rick, and Mark, hang on. Two lines open for you. We'll be right back. Back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and that really should be the theme song of all radio. But we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online and a caller called in. Oh, DuckDuckGo is a Chinese company, Eric. It's a Chinese company. It's not a Chinese company. It's a misnomer. It's been out there for so long. China banned DuckDuckGo. They don't want services like DuckDuckGo being used in China because the government has a harder time tracking its people using DuckDuckGo. So it's not a Chinese company. Ugh. The internet's full of stuff. Speaking of stuff, Joey had an idea that really, really hit home. If you're trying to get something through committee, right? You're trying to get something through committee, go to your wife's computer and start searching for that thing you're trying to get through committee so it shows up in her feeds. And that's a great idea. I never thought of that. You know, whenever her phone's sitting there idle, go ahead and Google, you search something that you want, and then she'd be like, oh, I wonder if he would like that. Man, Joey, devious, devious. You've been married a long time, though, clearly. Let's go to, we do what we have to do, right? Let's go to Rick in South Windsor. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So this isn't my question, but is DuckDuckGo a browser, or is it just like a search engine like Google?
It's a search engine and a browser. I mean, I've used it as a browser on my Android devices. I think you can add it as a helper into your Chrome browser too.
Yes.
So when you would actually hit plus and go and then run it as a DuckDuckGo browser as well. So it's kind of both and does a really good job. You're going to get different search results too than you would with Google because Google's getting kind of weird, as we all know.
I'm noticing. Yeah, that's good to know. Thanks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my question is, my friend gave me a new, about a 3-4-year-old computer, and I have about a 10-year-old Dell. So what I want to do is move my stuff to the new computer.
Yeah.
And that the old 10-year-old Dell has about a 5-year-old hard drive in a regular hard drive.
Mm.
So he's suggesting that I move that hard drive into the new computer. So my question is, should I get a, and that hard drive is pretty much full, 500 gig.
Mm.
So my question is, and the new one only has a 200 gig hard drive. So do you think I should do that or should I get an external hard drive with the USB 3.0, I guess, whatever the fastest one is, or do it that way?
Hmm. Well, the new computer is 5 years old, right?
Right.
Okay.
Give or take.
So it's got a very short
solid-state hard drive.
Solid state. So it's got a short lifespan ahead of it. I mean, I know it sounds new to you based on what you've been using.
Right.
But 5 years, really, you're starting to get kind of old for a machine. You want to get at least 6 years out of it in a business world, and then we would tell a customer to start thinking about replacement. For home, yes, you can get more. If it's got a solid-state drive, I'm going to use that as the boot drive. And then I would tell you to consider buying an internal 1 terabyte or 2 terabyte spinny drive just to copy your data over to. You're going to have to reinstall your software manually on this new system. Externals could work too if you want, but it will be a lot slower. Even with USB 3, I'm not sure I would want to run that way, right?
No, that you're not going to be satisfied with that.
Yeah. So get a local spinny drive, 7200 RPM, you know, 2 terabyte drive, pop it in there, copy your data over to it. Now you've got a backup by default because you have your old drive. And then you load your software, you know. You're going to have to free up whatever's on that solid state that your friend's giving you. Because it does fill up, right? At 512, you probably loaded a bunch of junk on there that needs to get uninstalled. That'll free up some space for the applications you want to run. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So I guess my question, I'm not that technically inclined, but when you say a boot drive versus the other drive, what do you mean?
So that the machine he's giving you as a 500 gig solid state drive, that is your operating system and boot drive, I suspect. That's the drive that offers the operating system up and brings up Windows 10. That's your boot drive. So you're not going to change that. You're just going to uninstall software that you don't need and remove any data on there that he's left on there that needs to be cleaned up so that it can be more free. You said it was pretty full, right?
My old one is
full. But this one is not.
The new one is only 200 gig, but I don't think it has much of anything on it.
Okay, yeah. So 200 gig is going to be a problem for you, too, because the operating system may be a problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, then don't put too much more on that 200 gig drive, but you're going to have to put software on it, like Word and Excel, if you're going to use that on the 200 gig drive. But then just get a bigger spinny drive for your data, copy it over from your old machine. You can literally take your old drive out, attach a USB adapter, USB IDE adapter, probably is IDE of some kind.
Yeah,
SATA.
Or SATA, yeah. They actually have the adapters. So it's
a sit-out.
It's just one cord that goes between, that's it.
And it'll power the drive, then you go ahead and copy your data over to your new spinny drive. But don't spend too much time, Rick. I would hate for you the thing to fail on you. It's 5 years old. Don't put too much time and money into it or hope. It's been around the block.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. I appreciate the help. Thanks a lot.
All right, Rick.
Okay.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right. So, Joey, taking a quick break here now. Step out for a quick break. Joe and Kurt, hang on. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back. More cowbell. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here to help you out until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, and then Dr. Alessi will be in. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. I can say that. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Joe in Litchfield first. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Eric, and also Dennis. Thanks for all you guys are doing.
Our pleasure.
For keeping us dinosaurs somewhat connected, you know?
Mm.
we bought a Lynx MR 8300. This was on recommendation last week. You were talking to my wife, I think.
Okay.
And so we've got it. We're looking at it. And so we needed after figuring out the setup, I'm a little concerned, you know, because I'm afraid we'll lose our Wi-Fi in the process if we really don't do it right. So
right.
Can I use a question? One of the questions: can we use an iPad to set it up rather than, say, a mobile device like a phone?
You probably could. You can go ahead to the IP address of that device and bring up through a browser.
Yeah, you should be able to. I don't see why not.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate that.
Make sure you change the default password, Joe.
Oh. Yes, I see. And setting up default, can I use the same name and password of the current network?
Oh, for the SSID, of course you can.
Yeah,
you
sure
can do that. But the router itself has its own password.
Yeah, in the back of it, I saw.
Yeah, you want to change the admin. When you log in, when you go to 192.168.1.1 and you put in either admin in blank or admin is your login, the first thing you want to do is change that admin password to something other than admin or blank, because everybody on the internet knows it's that. You can look it up in the manual.
Okay. All right, that's good to know. Can you give us again a link to the OpenDNS?
Yes.
Yeah.
I presume we still, you know, because I don't think there's one currently on your site there.
Okay, we'll put a link up there how to configure OpenDNS.
Yeah, we do use OpenDNS.
Good deal.
Hopefully we don't lose Wi-Fi. We're always afraid if we mess this up, Wi-Fi completely.
If you mess it up, Joey, there's a button on the back that allows you to default it. So have you printed out the manual?
Yeah, we did. We got some little lighter instruction there. We liked that was like 11 pages. It looked like, well, here's the steps right here. Boom, boom, boom. We'll follow those maybe.
Good. So if something goes wrong, there's a reset button where you can start over.
Yeah, you just push a pen or a pencil into the button and let it go, hold
it. Rip.
Yep.
It'll reset.
My wife bought, on the second question, I appreciate that, by the way. She bought an iMac 24-inch computer, and
nice.
She has a ton of photos. So she's now, after buying it, not buyer's remorse, but wondering if she got enough RAM and enough, she bought it with 8 RAM and 512 gigabyte. Is that sufficient, or should she have bumped it up?
It could be sufficient, depending on how many photos she has, though. You might need to have
1,000 more.
1,000 at how many megabytes a photo, right? Are they all raw? Are they big monster pic photos? So she has to look at how much data or space she's taking up on her old system. And you could always add external drives to store things like photos, so she could copy from her old system to this external drive and then copy a couple so that you have a backup. But she might have plenty of power with 8 gigs of RAM and 500 gig solid state drive. It's not a bad start. I'm a Mac user.
Eight gigs on a Mac right now is fairly good. I mean, you'll do better with 16, but 8 is going to be sufficient. And it will hand the Photos app that comes with Mac will work just fine. The question is the amount of storage. But yes, what Eric suggested, you can always use an external drive to store those photos.
Right.
And you can make that drive as big as you want to buy. So that's...
So you can get them, and in fact, get them off of this...
Right. You would be moving them from the internal drive to this external drive.
Okay.
And once your photos library is carved out and on that drive, that is what it will reference from that point on. That's where all the photos should be saved. That's where all of the edits will take place.
And then what about a backup? Did she go out and buy a backup, or did she have a backup system?
Yes. She forgot it initially, so it's in the mail. I'm supposed to get it on Wednesday.
Okay.
All right, yeah, that's the other thing. You're going to want to get a second external USB drive. Make sure that it's at least, if the internal drive is half of a terabyte, you're going to want it to be at least 1 terabyte in size. That's double the drive that you're backing up.
What about the external, though? Can you back that up too, or no?
You can.
You want to back it up, right?
You can back up that external drive also, yes. In that case, you're going to want to buy a bigger Time Machine drive.
Right.
But either way, you're going to want to get a second external drive and configure it as a Time Machine backup for the computer.
I see. She'll follow your advice and pursue that for sure.
Great.
But she was even thinking of going back and because she has like 15 days, she's like, I might bring this one back and just get a 16 RAM, 16 RAM, and a terabyte of a gigabyte. It's up to her, So that's extra $400, I guess.
Mm.
So that's possible. I'll leave that up to her.
Yep.
So I appreciate, I think you've answered our question.
Well, good luck, Joe. Hope that configuration goes well for you in the router. I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I'm sure we will once we get it up here. We're going to do it today, and we'll see what happens. So,
all right.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much for all your help.
Our pleasure.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, we're going to go off to Kurt next in Prospect. What's happening, Kurt?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I've been job hunting, and I sat down eating almonds, drinking coffee, checking my email on my phone, and I went into the junk mail folder just to double check. Saw that LinkedIn, I got duped. LinkedIn had, there have been 8 inquiries on my account. Now, granted, I don't even have a LinkedIn account.
Oh.
But I thought maybe they could go by email. I clicked on the link before I even looked at the email address it was coming from.
Yeah.
I clicked on the link, but I quickly closed the window within about 2 or 3 seconds that popped up.
Yeah.
Am I in serious danger?
I don't know, Kurt. No. I don't know. So they sent you, so this went to your spam folder and you went in there?
And I went in there.
And then, so you went into the place that's supposed to save you from this stuff. And you clicked on a link. All right, well.
Yeah, because I was eating almonds and drinking coffee.
That'll do it. That'll do it. And, eating almonds and drinking coffee, man.
And I forgot where I was.
I had a story about Merlot, so I understand. So who knows, right? I don't think that the link, I think the links and those types of things are looking for you to give credentials so that they can they can actually take over a LinkedIn account. I would tell you to create a LinkedIn account, especially if you're looking for a job, because it is a great way to find a job. You know, you should do that. Create that LinkedIn and pay attention to how they're configured. You'll be surprised.
I just don't want everybody knowing, you know, what I'm very uncomfortable with that part of it.
Okay.
But yeah, but a window popped up. I closed it within about 2 or 3 seconds, but it took me like 30, maybe a minute to realize, hey, I should go into airplane mode to cut off the.
No, you're okay, Kurt. I think you're okay. Yeah. I think they're trying to steal your credentials. They want to act like you, because if they can get to your LinkedIn account, which you don't have, let's say they got to my account or Dennis's account, then they could act like Dennis and then reach out to their actual contacts as Dennis and then do even more nasty things like, hey, this is Dennis. I need a whatever the bad guys are thinking about doing. They're trying to impersonate that person to get something from his contacts. So most likely those types of scams are not going to deliver malware. They're just looking for credentials. So you're probably okay.
Yeah.
Because I did end up like typing in the website again manually on another device that I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like an Indian karate site.
Okay.
It was like AIK, like something.
All right.
Aikido.
Okay.
But when I was on that site for a few seconds, I ended up getting, it was like, it wasn't a redirect, but you could tell it was a spoof site or something where it turned into Google or Firefox. I don't even remember because I just got the hell out of there as quickly as I could too, because I realized. But like I did a search for what that site was, and it was like this, some kind of karate.
All right.
AIK something.
Yeah.
Aikido.
Aikido. Yes, that's the one.
All right. I think you're good. I think you're okay, Kurt, though. Yeah. I mean, you can surf wherever you want. Let the almonds and stuff take you where you'd like to go. However, I would tell you to run OpenDNS, get that running on your system, get a good malware program running on your system, and then run DuckDuckGo as your tool, because clearly whatever you're using is sending you down some weird pathways and you need some better protections.
Yeah, well, I this was on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You could have OpenDNS on the iPhone too.
Yeah, you can use OpenDNS anywhere.
If you're connected to a Wi-Fi network, and if OpenDNS is configured on that Wi-Fi network to be deployed to the devices on it, you can.
All right. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. So get that running for you. I think you're okay, Kurt.
All right.
Don't worry about the Aikido.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling, man.
All right. Thank you for the help.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes you never know what those almonds will bring you. just surfing away, and you find yourself in some dark corner of the internet, and that's why we recommend a good web filter, you know? And it's good to be cautious, but don't go into that junk folder and click on things. It's probably there for a reason. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over to computertalkwithtab.com. And if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, everything we've talked about will get into your news feed as long as Zuckerberg deems it worthy. I want to thank Joey Burgoyne, the famous Joey Burgoyne, for producing the show. Joey and I have gone back, I don't know now, a long time, many, many years. He's got gray hair, at least. I got no hair. Dennis?
Remember, there is no cloud. It's just someone else's computer.
See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.